Luke, Lindsay, and Dusty. So, anybody actually moving to Canada? I mean, there's been a lot of
people,
a lot of chatter, a lot of
going to, but
a lot of offhand comments. And I just don't mean from like Bryan Cranston and Cher and Rosie O'Donnell, but I mean like you know. Is anybody actually going to go? I'm just curious because I think it's a ballsy move. I think it's tough to pull off.
I have a lot of respect for the person that says it and actually does it, rather than the person that says I'm going to move and then it's just like meh, 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 meh.
Is anybody planning to forcibly remove someone who said they're going to move to Canada if Donald Trump wins the election?
Right.
We'd like to hear from you too. 801-570-1019. If anyone is planning on actually moving, we will give you a parting gift. We can scare up some great concert tickets or something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's a very rich man, poor man thing to me. Like, you have to be kind of above the law financially to be able to just pick up and go, or you just have to have absolutely nothing to lose. This is a true story here.
Something else has crashed. The Canadian immigration website. This is not like some joke. It actually is crashed from apparently people's interest there.
It's not a joke, people. The immigration website to Canada has crashed.
It just got real.
Somebody call out the National Guard on maple syrup horses.
Maple syrup.
We thought that this might actually be a problem, and so we had Dusty call Canada yesterday to see what it would be like to actually get in there. And after how long were you on hold?
Oh, man, I don't even know. A half an hour, I think.
What'd you think about the Canadian hold music?
Oh, it was lovely. Yes. It didn't help my mood at all.
New wave band, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here how it went.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. Was it Diana?
Yes.
Diana, hi, my name is Dusty. I'm an American citizen, and I was asking her, I was transferred to you to give me some general information, I believe, on what I would need to move to emigrate to Canada.
All right, hold on. Let's stop right here for a second. It sort of sounds like you're affecting an accent there. You say Canada.
I do that sometimes if I'm
this
talking to someone with an accent.
Yes.
But I was also consciously trying to sound a little bit Canadian because I thought that might help my chances.
But you're supposed to be an American that wants to move to Canada.
Clearly,
you don't have the accent yet.
You're clearly American.
I want her to know, though, that I love all things Canada.
And you could play along, maybe. Could play along if she did let you in.
All right, let's move on.
All right. Immigrate, there's different immigration categories that you have to qualify under one of those categories to be able to apply. Have you looked at that?
Looked at that, but there were some things that I guess I had some specific questions about what I needed. Do I need to have a bank account in Canada?
No.
Okay. Do I need to have work? Like, is it easier if I have, you know, an employer help me with it?
It does help if you have an employer that is that you have lined up willing to hire you permanently. In essence, it's you're looking at the express entry stream, meaning you have to have certain job qualifications, experience to be able to create a profile online, and then you wait to see if you are selected. People are selected as time goes on, depending on what the needs are, what the labor market is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So have you seen an influx of people wanting
online
to emigrate?
Well, as time goes on, there's more and more people willing to emigrate, yes. Definitely, numbers keep going up.
I was thinking definitely the timing with the American election.
That doesn't really play a role for us, no.
So question for you. I have a record. What are the rules as far as that goes? Having a criminal record.
Criminal record?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a no-no. That's going to be an issue for sure. If you have a criminal record, if that's not pardon, if that's not
okay.
Something that is resolved.
What if it's just like misdemeanor, like, you know, like I got busted selling some weed. And so it's not.
No, that's not good, sir. That's definitely going to hinder the permanent resident application.
Okay. But it's not a felony.
Whatever. Well, I mean, regardless, criminal record is criminal record, whether it's, you know, something minor or major. As soon as, you know, when background checks are done, as soon as something comes up in the system.
What's the stance there on weed?
I don't know, sir. That goes with a criminal code. I'm not a lawyer. I wouldn't be able to say, like I said, how that plays out.
Well, just like people that you know, like, do you know, like, there's Canadians that smoke weed?
I feel like we've gotten off message here.
I know.
You really took a tangent.
You really went deep on the weed.
Yeah, I know you did.
I don't comment on that, sir. It's not part of my job.
Oh, I just was curious, if it's
direct,
something people do.
We're moving off the topic. I understand where you're going with that, but that's something I can comment on.
Stoner.
And is there any way to, like, can you pay to have the process expedited?
No, there's no expedition. There's no extra fees for any expedition of any sorts regarding applications.
So there's no fees whatsoever.
No, there are fees, but there's no expedition. You cannot say I'm going to pay $100 more to have it expedited. That doesn't exist.
To make it go faster. Right. That's probably good.
Rules are the same for everybody, yes.
You can't bribe your way into
Canada,
Dusty.
No.
I was just hoping to get things moved along, you know.
She was kind of cranky.
Well, yes. She's probably been getting a lot of questions about this. Reasons why the hold, I mean, it took 30 minutes just to get through.
She said that it wasn't because of the election. She just said because people want to move to Canada because Canada's awesome. Mm-hmm. I have to say, Canada seems kind of cranky.
It does. Not very Canadian.